This lesson is designed to help introduce clarinet players to interpretation, ornamentation, phrasing and articulation used in klezmer melody playing. It is important to note that each player performing this melody would make their own choices as to where and how to ornament. The following is intended as a guide to understanding what choices to make. I'm going to look at this using a melody made famous by the band leader Abe Schwartz, who recorded this tune with the clarinetist Naftali Branvine in 1917. The melody is called Bayam Rebin Suda, at the rabbi's table, or banquet. The tune is a hosidol, a slow dance in 2/4 time. The lyrical nature of this melody shows a strong connection between instrumental ornamentation and the traditional vocal inflections used by the cantors. There are four sections to the recording. First, you will hear the melody. Second, we will listen to the mode E Avaraba and look at the different ornaments used in the melody. Third, the tune will be broken down into sections and we will look at the ornamentation within the context of the melody. Finally, the tune will be played again in full with each section repeated. Here's the melody. There are three sections. Mode and ornamentation. This tune is in E Avaraba, also known as E Phrygisch. For B flat instruments, the notes in the mode are F sharp, G, A sharp, B, C sharp, D, E, and F sharp. And it sounds like this. Of ornaments that can be used to enhance the melody. Vibrato. Vibrato changes the quality of the sound made. It tends to be very fast and adds an intensity to the sound made. There are two types. One is made by moving the lip. One is made by moving a particular key, in this case the top right hand little finger key on the bottom joint of the clarinet. Chirps. There are also many instances in the melody when the melody imitates the sighing, yearning vocal inflections of the cantor. The pitch is bent downwards, moving the tongue away from the tip of the reed and using slight lip movement. In the next example, note how the pitch goes down and does not go back up before moving up to the next note. Glissandi. Glissandi can be used to connect notes together. The sound is produced by using a combination of change in lip pressure and finger slide. They can be used to connect octave notes. They can be used to connect smaller intervals. Trills. Like vibrato, trills are often fast, and in this melody move at one semitone. Rhythm and articulation. The rhythm of the melody can also be ornamented, for example, through the treatment of semiquaver and quaver passages. Here is an example from the melody, played first without any change. In the same way, long notes may also be ornamented through rhythmic change. Here's an example. The crects. The crext imitates a moaning sound of the voice. A middle ghost note is placed between two notes of the melody. This is done by stopping the breath on the middle or ghost note to stop the sound before arriving on the second note. In this example, you can try using an open fingering for the C sharp, the first finger of the left hand only. Now to the melody, section A. In the first section of the tune, you can hear almost all the notes of the mode clearly stated in the melody. Note in the first complete bar, you will hear a concert C-sharp, or D-sharp for B-flat players, played at the pitch lower than the concert E starting note of the mode. The melody is also articulated very clearly, with little use of legato playing. Note the treatment of the semiquaver-quaver patterns. In the second half of the phrase, listen out for the ornamentation used to enhance the melody. The crotchets are ornamented using the downwards chirp or slide, imitating a vocal sigh or yearning sound, and trills are fast, providing an intensity and drive to the trill note. The first half of the next phrase is similar to the first phrase. Listen out for the rhythmic ornamentation of the first minim. And in the final four bars of this section, you will hear more chirps, sighs and vibrato. The phrase reaches higher this time to concert D before descending stepwise and coming to a close. Here's the first section played again. Section B. In this section there is a little more movement in the melody, but there are clear references to the first section of the piece. Note the use of chirps, treatment of semiquavers and vibrato in the first half of the first phrase. And in the second half of the first phrase, the linking sighs and trill. This is heard sequentially again in the start of the next phrase. The same ornamentation can be heard, but using different notes. The final phrase in this section features new melodic material and a new ornament, the crets, which can be heard in the first bar. Note also the articulation of the semiquavers and vibrato in this phrase. Here's the whole section with the ornamentation in context. Section C. In this section, the melody is further developed. There is more frequent use of semiquaver passages in this section. Listen out for the ornamentation of the semiquavers in the first four bars of this section. The next four bars start with the crets and feature chirps between notes of the melody. The next four bars repeat the material at the beginning of this section. And the section comes to a close with the use of a common cadential ending. Here's the whole section put together. Finally, here's a full version of the whole melody. Each section will be repeated. Listen for changes in ornamentation in the second repeat of each section. Thank you. To close the CD, I'd like to finish with a doina that I've written. The doina is a semi-improvised piece, usually accompanied by sustained chords, that displays examples of the ornamentation we have talked about in the lesson.